It's Monday, May the 25th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world.
Hey, we got it there after the 80th take.
Yeah. It was pretty simple.
Yeah.
Simple
and clean.
Nerds! Living up to the show title.
This week on the episode, we did stuff, and you're going to hear about it.
Yeah. Man, I didn't put any weeks. I didn't even put any picks up, sorry. I didn't do any weeks. I was not around for a little week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Just bedridden.
Talk about your...
No, I got things. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just didn't pay attention to the outside world, hey.
I didn't pick anything to talk about this week.
Oh, God.
I got too many mini picks.
So you saw Mad Max, eh?
I did.
What'd you think?
It was fun.
Yeah? That's it?
That's it? You're not going to elaborate?
It's more or less how I feel.
Yeah? Did you... That girl is a VS model, right? The one who's pregnant? She was the one from Transformers, right?
Oh, Rosie Huntington-Whitley?
Yeah. Man, I thought her name stopped at Rosie Huntington. Okay, well, good thing I didn't know her last name.
He's got her trading card. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. So, did you feel like this movie was more everyone else than Max? I think he contributed
equally. Do you think Max took the main role, or do you think that he was kind of like a side character?
I think Max is the main character.
Okay. Yeah, no.
In the same way that Indiana Jones is the main character of his movies.
Yeah, okay. He has a strong supporting cast?
In that the movie would have continued whether he was there or not.
That's true.
I've only seen the one where he goes in the fridge, so I don't know.
It was in the fridge. The
Crystal Skull.
The bad one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's the only one I've seen.
Wow.
But yeah, no, it was fun.
Good.
It was a car chase.
The whole time,
The whole time. The whole movie was a car chase.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You see it in D-Box?
No.
Oh.
Didn't even see it in 3D.
You saw it in our box?
I saw it, yeah.
Regular box?
Regular box. I was in this boxy room with these boxy seats.
Or these boxy people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a car chase.
Yeah. Does that kind of setting even appeal to you anyway?
Yeah. I mean, if I knew it was a car chase going in, or having seen the trailers, I probably would have wanted to see it. I would have wanted to see the movie had I known it was just a car chase.
Okay.
Now that I've seen it, I never want to see just a car chase for a movie.
Ever again,
no.
I hear you.
I got bored in the last act.
Yeah.
When they went backwards?
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, nothing's new anymore. It's repeat everything. I just got tired. I was like, okay, this has to be over soon.
Mm. Yeah. I saw it twice and I found it enjoyable both times.
That's good.
I mean, you're right. After seeing it the second time, I knew what all the gimmicks and stuff were all about with the different cars and stuff. So, lots of the element of surprise there, but.
I don't know. I felt like they were really diverse with what they were doing with the chase sequences and their different ideas. But on the return trip, it was nothing new.
The return trip was pretty fast, too, I felt. It's not like you're seeing this new things again for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right. Charlize Theron was the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
Although I really do like Tom Hardy's grunts.
I needed like subtitles for Tom Hardy because like I couldn't understand him.
What? So he barely had any lines.
Yeah, and of the lines that he had, he's like, rah, 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 rah.
It's good.
He like channeled Rocky.
Yeah.
Liked it. Yeah.
True.
I don't know what else to say about this movie.
It's
maddening. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I don't know. I'm like the exact opposite of you.
I didn't hate it. Like, I don't regret seeing it. It's just like, oh, that was fun.
Nice.
Explosions happened.
Right on.
Okay. But the things I did find interesting this week.
Tell me.
I saw this video of a Mad Max video interspliced with Mario Kart sounds. That was entertaining.
So what? It's the Mad Max movie, but...
Yeah.
They have Mario Kart sounds.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny.
Is it like one chase scene or is it like clips from multiple chase scenes?
It's different clips from all the trailers.
Oh.
And then they interlaced a couple audio. I'll give you like one thing. So when Furiosa asks Mad Max what his name is.
Yeah.
He goes, "It's me, Mario."
That's funny.
Does Luigi Death Stare appear at any point?
No, because it's all Mad Max stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they have they throw in some good Bowser moments. You know, when you die in like a Mario 64 and it's the Bowser laugh, fades to black.
Yeah.
They throw that in there for good measure when it's the evil dude. There's some really good stuff. I recommend checking it out.
Nice.
The other thing that I read this week that was a bit more interesting to me, and probably just me, is I don't know if it was a developer thing or if it was just a feature on the new Fire Emblem game.
Okay.
I told you guys it's the two branching stories one, right?
Is this the one where they're crossing, or
is this try or something? If.
Oh, if. Yeah. Okay.
So, and they're doing the Pokemon thing where it's two games.
Okay.
And you have to buy two games to.
No.
Do the story.
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It sucks. I hope there's some way you can get.
Yo, if you want that pincer,
They'll have the double pack.
Yeah, I hope there's a double pack, and I hope there's like a discount. It would suck if the double pack was just. Here's both games, full price. We just duct taped them together.
No. It'll be like if, and then it'll be and, and then the last one will be but.
Not or?
If and or but.
Yeah. But the biggest thing, do you guys know the rock, paper, scissors mechanism in Fire Emblem?
So, okay, wait. Spears?
Yeah.
Are loose to swords, right?
Spears loose. Yep.
Yeah, and then axes beat swords?
Yeah.
And then spears beat axes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is actually?
Yeah, that's the triangle.
Yeah.
And then there's archers and mages.
Right.
Who are selling like the outskirts?
Yes, because okay. They can do ranged attacks, and these guys can't do ranged back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But those units are usually fragile. The thing that they're doing is they're introducing. I think it's like two. They're taking those two things, the archers and the mages, and they're putting them into the triangle. And I can't remember how exactly it works, but it's like sword archer beats
sword archer.
Yeah,
like he shoots swords.
I don't know, but they introduced it like it's like a hybrid class, and like these two combos beat these two combos.
Oh my god!
But they don't beat these two combos,
mm.
And it's just like that extra step. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be even tougher.
This is the Big Bang Theory of rock paper scissors now.
Yes,
rock paper scissors lizard Spock.
Yes. But the other thing that I read that was way more interesting is they're removing weapon durability.
That was weird in the Fire Emblem games. Sometimes you got like a really good weapon, but it could only last for like one hit.
Yeah, and so you never used it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why in Awakening, Lucina and Crom are the best, because they come with the Falchion. Which has no durability, and it's like the best sword in the game.
Because
It levels with you.
Huh.
Amazing.
Yeah, so they're taking that out, and I thought, that's good. That means I'll be able to use all those weapons I finally want to use.
Oh, man, that means I can't always stock up on iron swords, man. Jeez.
Because it sucks when, especially because there's one class, they're the dragon class.
Okay.
And their only attack is they touch the stone, and it's usually little girls.
Oh, the ones who transform into the dragon.
And they become the giant dragon.
Yeah.
But that has durability, that stone. Like, so if it breaks...
How does a stone have durability?
Yeah, but they have, like, insta-kill stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
You can't just go around just, like, burning people to death with a dragon.
Yeah, but once that stone's out, that person can't transform. That unit's useless.
Yeah.
So.
Unit management, man.
I hope this is
like Advanced Wars, you can just constantly pump out mega tanks.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I know that's what you do, Anthony.
Pump out mega tanks all day, every day.
Is that a bomber mega tank?
Like, you're in the air? Mega tank. No, but, like, I hope this is a Fire Emblem that, like, I can get into.
I think Awakening should be able to get into.
Is it really?
Okay. Yeah.
Because like I've never played Fire Emblem games. So.
Well, they've gotten easier throughout the time, isn't it? Or are they not?
Oh yeah, so they're bringing back easy mode. easy mode.
Is it the one where it's not permadeath or?
No, that's a different thing. I mean, easy mode as in the.
Oh, it's just easy.
Difficulty level, and then there's the.
Oh, okay.
There's the baby mode.
Remember, don't fall for the original trap every game. What? You always get that one unit that's better than the rest. And you're just like, man, this guy's unstoppable. Kill everyone.
But you only use him and then everybody else is low level?
No, well, he's already of the upgraded class.
Oh.
So you have like, whatever, like you have like horse riders and then he's like a paladin, right?
Okay.
And he's just like crushing. But that means he's like soaking up all the experience and nobody else is, right?
So
So
that's a Disgaea problem. Like you get one person in Disgaea who's just really strong and then you try and solo.
Guess who fell for that trap.
Yeah, then you try and solo the whole map. In Disgaea, I fall for it every time.
Oh, that's funny.
But wow. Like, you can make You can make your that in disguise is different though, because you can make that character strong enough to where he could just solo a map.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. But that's it. That's my pick.
Blaven.
We got a pick, Blaven.
The only pick that I saw was Vince showed us a trailer from the C Dubs.
Oh yes.
What was it called? Heroes of Tomorrow.
Legends.
Legends.
Yeah, of Legends
Tomorrow. Of Tomorrow. Oh, God. So it's basically
you're not heroes.
It's CW, and it's basically the Flash, Arrow, White Canary, Captain Cold.
So Flash, Captain Arrow, Fire,
Fireman,
Heatwave,
Fireman.
Oh wait, you mean Firestorm?
No,
the other one. It's the Mega Man box.
Heatwave, the Atom.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? Yeah,
Hawk Girl. There you go.
And Rip Hunter.
Something?
The guy who just, like, travels in time and stuff.
Doctor Who?
Yeah. And, yeah, apparently they're making the super team to fight other bad guys. So,
to I don't fight know. Vandal Savage.
Oh, Vandal Savage. Sorry, my bad.
Who is that?
He's just a dude who has immortal life, so he learns a lot. And he's done a lot.
Does he have a Lazarus pit?
No.
Damn.
No.
They already did that in the show.
They did the Lazarus pit in the show?
Yeah, with Roz?
I don't know.
Al Ghul.
Al Ghul?
I don't watch Arrow.
Okay. You know who the character?
You know who Ra's al Ghul
is? I know who Ra's al Ghul is.
Yeah.
It's like what that father of the girl who likes that man.
Was it Liam Neeson?
No, it wasn't.
Was he like, I don't know who you are. But I never will, Batman, because you're good at hiding your identity. But that looks interesting.
It sure does.
Yeah. I don't know if Vampire Diaries is over now too.
It is?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's over?
Like
the show ended?
Yeah, the show ended.
Oh, they didn't renew for another season?
I don't think so. Sad to see Damon go. I hope he shows up in Legends.
Have you still been keeping up with that show?
I don't know. Have you?
No. I've never watched that show in my life.
I'm just kidding. No, I haven't. Yeah. That's I just saw sad tweets. All
around. Oh.
Yeah. Checking hashtag.
Because I know she didn't renew the contract.
Who? Dobrovs?
Yeah, she's like, I'm done.
The Doves?
Yeah, she's like, I'm done.
The Doves?
7 years? I'm done.
The Doves?
That's a lot of, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be some bank. That's got to be some money she made.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
How? It's at least six figures.
Oh yeah, but I don't think it's enough for her to be like, I'm rich.
Really?
Six figures is enough for me to be like,
I'm rich. It's pretty popular, isn't it?
I don't know, because they sign these contracts like
when they're
nobodies.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't their contracts don't get renewed every year or?
Well, I think like they sign it on for 3.
Okay.
Or 4 in the beginning. Yeah. And then when those came to renegotiate, they probably got a pay increase, but I don't think it's as big as you think it is.
Oh,
interesting. Okay. So, Legends of thing. Oh, Brandon Routh is in it. It's funny not seeing a Superman. What a downgrade.
Because he's the Atom?
He's the Atom. And those two guys are from Prison Break? Fireman and Coldman?
Oh, yeah, they are from Prison
Captain
Break.
Captain Cold and Heatwave?
What?
Yeah, no, the Mega
Iceman
Man
and Fire Dude.
Oh, wait, what's their names?
Iceman and Fire Dude?
What are their names in Prison Break?
I have no idea. I forget Prison Break. I don't even watch it.
Michael Schofield.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
And brother.
And brother of Michael Schofield.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks weird.
It does. It comes out in January.
Cool.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. That's my pick.
Cool. Oh, you know, speaking of TV shows, did you guys end up watching Agent Carter?
No.
No, but I heard it got renewed.
Yeah, it did. I was surprised. Because I don't know where...
Where it could go from here?
Yeah, the whole point of Agent Carter... Like, Agent Carter had one specific thing it had to do, and now that it did it, I don't know where it's going from here.
But... It'll be Agent Carter the later years. Just hanging out.
It was really that popular?
No, that's the thing. Like, it had a good pilot, and then it just kind of vanished.
Huh.
But it got renewed, and I only say this because Marvel had another show lined up instead, and it was the Mockingbird spinoff.
Really?
Yeah, because she's part of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and her current arc is like she wants to leave.
Oh.
And it was going to be a Mockingbird show with some dude named Hunter.
Interesting.
But that got canned. There you go. Anyways, Anthony, what's your pick?
Mine's just like some quick things. It's in Mortal Kombat X, they recently brought out Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
As a playable character, but one of his variations, he gets resurrected.
Yeah.
So like when you lose all your life, depending on how much meter you have, you get healed for a certain amount.
Okay.
But the thing is, there are brutalities in this game.
Yeah.
And so brutalities, when you KO someone with a certain finisher in a certain way, they either, like, explode into pieces, you lose your head, you lose your arm. So Jason, like, will get resurrected with no limbs.
Oh.
And it's just, like, really weird, and it messes up the game. From what I've seen, it just ends the match. So even though you're supposed to res, if you finish off Jason with a brutality, he'll res, but the match will be finished. Oh, right? Interesting. The game will just finish the match.
Huh.
It's pretty funny. And then the other thing was for you fighting game fans as well. So they're remaking Ultra Street Fighter for the PS4.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But and it comes with like it's like all the DLC at this point. But the thing is, they're making it compatible with PS3 sticks on the PS4. Ooh. So if you want to play Street Fighter on the PS4, you don't have to buy a whole new stick.
Mm.
So, but I don't know if that's going to translate for the PS3 stick working on every game. I just know it's going to work for the PS4. So yeah, that was just two quick things.
Interesting.
Where's Street Fighter 5?
It's coming. They just had an M. Bison trailer.
Man, I want Zombie Charlie.
So far they've Ryu, Chun-Li, Charlie, and M. Bison. Mm. M. Bison's doing some weird stuff where he can, like, you know how he does that jump?
The jump?
Floaty jump, and he steps on your face. But he can do that while you're on the ground. It seems like his purple psycho power is only used for, like, really good specials. Like, he's not just throwing it out. Also, he's got graying hair, so he's older.
Mm.
Charlie's pumping out flash kicks and one-arm sonic booms like a boss.
Mm.
I want them to bring back all the characters from Third Strike.
Whee! You just want Urien?
Yeah.
All I want is Makoto. If Makoto's in the game, I'm fine. Mm. That's it.
Actually, your story of the
PS3 to PS4 arcade stick, or rezzing Jason, or he's...
No, the making Street Fighter 4 for PlayStation 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense now. I read an article saying Capcom's main objective at this point are HD remakes.
Yeah, those make money, and it's sad.
And I was like, whoa, cool. Well,
you're gonna get a Devil May Cry 4 Remastered Definitive Edition.
No.
You can play as Dante and Nero, just like in the original game, but now you can play as Trish and Virgil and Lady.
No.
And they all play in the unique story mode.
No, not.
Lady.
I just can't. Nope. Not for me. I was just trying to think if there's any Capcom game I'd want to replay. Nothing's coming to mind.
They already remade Okami for download, so I'm done.
Resident Evil.
Again?
Yeah, man.
Which one?
One. One more time.
I want them to remake Nemesis. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil's a Capcom game.
Yeah.
It is.
Remember, this game might contain blood and gore, and then a zombie eats the screen, or Dante shoots the screen that says warning.
Also, I want them to remake Tronbon and Mega Man Legends.
Oh, yo. Just like straight up, like PSA announcement. They released Adventures of Tronbon on the PS3 store as a PS1 classic. $7. Get on it. Everybody on eBay is crying. It's hilarious.
So did you buy it?
Yeah.
Did you play it?
Yeah. It's fun.
Is it good?
It's like the controls are pretty archaic.
So that's like, a no, it's not
fun. No, like it's not in a way where I hate the game. Like, I'm a stickler for controls like that. But like it's not in a way where it bothers me enough to where I don't want to play it anymore. Like, it's pretty decent. You just got to get around the certain way it moves. Like, you don't use the analog sticks to go to look left and right.
Yeah.
You use R1 and L1.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's the ways you can get around it by locking on to enemies, and you'll just automatically lock on to an area and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a fun game. I like it.
Nice.
But those are my picks.
Your Pictars?
Pictars.
And with that, we move on to weeks.
Weeks.
We don't move on to letters.
No.
We don't move on to shoutouts.
No.
I have a shout out to Blavin.
Shout out to Blavin
for attending today. Woo! We got there, boys.
Two weeks in a row. Wait, were you here last week? Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
No letters. YouTube comments. I think there was one, but didn't pertain to this podcast.
Okay. Oh, really? It was about your toys?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hijacking.
Wow.
Hijacking.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Figured. That's funny.
Yeah. So week time.
Yo.
Yo. I watched a brand new show.
It's called Triage X, because if you watch Triage X again, fucking out of here.
No.
Food Wars.
No. It's just, it's not an anime.
What?
Brand new show.
It's a brand new show.
The new season of Big Bang Theory.
Theirs actually just ended.
Is it done? Are they over?
Their season ended.
Oh.
Brand new.
Actually, all the shows just ended.
Oh. I don't know. What is it?
I watched the pilot to Supergirl.
Oh.
Is that out?
No, it airs this fall.
Then how did it what?
Pilot leak somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And?
I don't know if you guys watched the trailer. It was very Devil Wears Prada meets Supergirl.
Okay.
Show is very Devil Wears Prada meets Supergirl. It's very fun. It's a very, very lighthearted show.
Wait, just before you continue. Is the Devil Wears Prada the one with Anne Hathaway? Yep. She works for that...
Meryl Streep?
Yeah, Meryl Streep. In the, okay.
With Emily Blunt as the rival assistant.
I like that movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Yep. If... I believe it's by the same creator who did the Arrow and Flash show on the CW. But this show's on CBS.
Oh, weird.
So this one's...
I thought this show would be the CW for show.
No, so this one's on CBS, so I guess that's Big Bang Theory and... Is Two and a Half Men the same network?
I don't know.
NBC, I think.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
So, is there a laugh track?
No.
No!
But I will say, so the CW shows are... They're clearly geared, all of them, no matter what you watch. They're clearly geared to start at the... Their target demographic is teenage girl, probably 16, to... 25.
That's, really? That's what the show? You think so?
I think that's the CW's core demographic.
Oh, okay. Like, Arrow doesn't...
That's really? The core demographic, yes.
Why? They have all this man candy for girls?
Yeah.
But you're still able to watch it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I know the target audience doesn't mean I can't enjoy it.
Hey, well, chill.
That's like, true. I'm pretty sure Magic the Gathering is geared for kids, too. Like, at its core. Yeah, all you adult nerds get really into it.
Yeah.
And then you want to crush them.
Well, I mean, I just don't see how, like, girls will go crazy over, like, Cold Dude and Heat Man.
They don't.
You know what I mean?
They go crazy over Oliver.
That's true. Josh Hamel, wasn't it?
Steven?
Steven Hamel.
There we go. God. Anyways, what I was getting at, so the CW shows are geared at, like, a young adult adolescent female.
And these are
the CBS shows, they open that audience. And I think Supergirl's more is easier to be watched by anyone from the age of like 10 to 50.
So your whole family can sit down and watch the show.
Yes. That's how I feel about
your fam jam can just chill and watch it.
Yeah.
Alright.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy it.
So it centers, you guys know Anthony, you know the story of Supergirl, right? Like her.
Isn't she like
she's a cousin.
Yeah, she's a cousin, but like not a cousin.
No, she's a cousin.
Oh, she's an actual cousin. Oh, no, it was Power Girl who thought she was the cousin, and then it turns out it was Supergirl, and then she didn't know who she was.
All right, let's just fill this in, then.
Okay, so this show, it sets it up as Supergirl, when Krypton explodes, we all know Superman goes bye-bye to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
What you didn't see off-screen was that there's another Kryptonian who goes there to protect, is it Kal-El, Clark, or Superman?
Okay.
And this is Supergirl.
Okay.
She gets sent out right after him.
Okay.
But as she's because she leaves second, she gets hit with the shockwave of Krypton exploding, and she gets stuck in the, is it the Phantom Zone? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so she gets stuck there for 20 years, and she's in cryo sleep there.
Okay. Is she growing still or no?
No, there's no time. There's no time in the Phantom Zone. And somehow she breaks out, 20 years go by, and she finally makes it to Earth.
Okay.
But instead of her finding a baby,
Kal-El,
he's already Superman.
Okay. Yeah.
And so roles are reversed, and he has to take care of her.
Aww.
However, this is a Supergirl show, so they can't mention the name Superman.
Yeah.
The show also has to do the thing where it has to be super, or it has to use a lot of exposition to tell the, in case you're that one person out there who doesn't know who Superman is or Supergirl.
Okay.
So it's very heavy on that. And yeah, she works as an assistant to a very powerful lady at a magazine.
A fashion magazine?
She has all the superpowers though, right?
Yeah, like, there's none of the whole I gotta gain these superpowers. She's like, I got superpowers. I've just decided not to use them for the rest of my life because we already have the hero.
But then
her sister's on an airplane to Geneva and the airplane's gonna crash and she's like, gotta be super.
Pew!
And she flies. She stops it. Welds something with her heat vision.
Oh, wow. Do people know it's her?
No, because it's at night.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And when she lands the plane in the river, when she gets out, it's dark, and people just see this silhouette of a little girl.
Oh. How old is she?
Mind you, she's like mid-20s.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. And from there, she's like, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to be a hero. And her sister says, no, you shouldn't do that.
Her sister?
Yeah.
Is it another Kryptonian sister?
Oh, no, she doesn't have... Okay. I guess I should have said this, too. When Superman finds Kara,
yeah,
when she crashes, he's like, well, I'm going to give you the same life I had.
Shimbabi? When you found her?
No, she's 13.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in a foster home with humans.
Or okay.
Earthtonians, and they have another girl.
Okay.
And so she has a... Not a biological sister.
Big sister, though?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's always protective of her.
Okay.
And she wants her to keep her secret.
Aww.
Secret's out.
Secret, like, everybody knows who she is now?
No. Like, people know she's out there.
Yeah.
And she goes to fight her first crime.
Yeah.
Against a supervillain, and she gets taken out. Like, someone shoots her with a Kryptonian bullet.
What?
Or a Kryptonian dart.
Weird.
And takes her down. And she opens her eyes and she's in this spy facility and it's her sister who's running it.
Oh my god. Because
her sister's in charge of like the whole aliens division operation.
Who is she fighting?
Oh, because that's the other story. Along with Supergirl breaking out of the Phantom Zone, the giant prison. I forget what the prison is called.
Okay.
But it breaks out with her and she brings it with her to Earth.
Oh.
And so there's just supervillains roaming around.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's very cheesy. There's one character I really hate in the show. He's the typical nerd character.
Okay.
Who's trying to ask out Kara all the time.
Hey.
And I'm like, you just fucking need to die.
Why?
He's so annoying.
He's trying to get his love in.
And
she like him?
No.
No. She will.
No.
Once he sacrifices himself.
She likes Jimmy Olsen.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ah.
This Jimmy Olsen is a tall, attractive black man.
Who's Jimmy Olsen?
What?
Everything that Jimmy Olsen isn't, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Olsen's a ginger white kid with freckles.
Yeah.
Weird.
No. This guy's
like Superman's best pal. You know, like his like
the photographer.
Yeah, photographer.
Oh, like but does he know he's Superman or does he
know? No, he doesn't. Oh, okay. He works for the Daily Planet, he always wears like a sweater.
Yeah.
And like, you know, a Superman, you're like, hey, Superman, look over here.
Yeah, so there's another character who fits that role, I hate him.
And that's the guy who...
I think he needs to die.
No. No.
He's always trying to ask out Kara. I'm just like, just...
Stop. How does he do it? I was like, I... He's stammering stuff.
Yeah, well, he is a super nerd.
What?
This Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
He's fucking wearing a... He's wearing a vest and a bow tie.
I told you he had a vest and a bow tie.
Yeah.
That's what I told you.
He's not a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yo, but what's this picture of him being Superman?
No idea.
I don't know.
That's like, cool. So, do you recommend it, though?
Yeah, it's fun. I think everybody should check it out. It's a lot better than what the trailer showed.
Okay.
Its biggest problems come from the fact that it's a pilot, and a pilot has to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing about the show is Supergirl herself.
Okay.
When I first saw the casting and I first saw the trailer, I'm like, hey, I guess you're cool. Whatever.
I guess you're cool. Awesome.
Yeah. But as I watched, I'm like, she's really likable. And she seems like an appropriate Supergirl.
You gonna stick to it?
Probably.
Nice.
The other thing I did this week was I played The Witcher 3.
Ooh,
The Wild Hunt.
Is there a Tame Hunt version? I don't know if I can handle
it. You can't handle the Wild version?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't handle this game then.
Man, this Liam looks sick ups. Can you only be that dude though?
Yes.
Okay.
Geralt.
Yeah. This is GameSpot gave it a 10.
Yeah.
Which is like super rare for them.
Uh-huh.
I bet you Famitsu gave it a 10.
Famitsu gives everything a 10.
There you go.
Those high scores, I think they're well-deserved. I would probably knock it for one thing, and that's its controls.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Its controls...
Wait, I want to guess what it is.
Okay.
Is it the thing where he has too much momentum after you stop moving, and you like you always move past objectives and stuff?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Is that one of the things?
That's all I hear people complain about is, like, the girl, he has too much momentum, like, when he's walking and running and stuff.
Oh, weird.
So, like, people are, like, just, they, like, fall off of ledges because they can't, like, they didn't realize he was just going to keep moving after you let go of the stick.
Yeah.
Or, like, and stuff like that.
No, that's not it. For me, the controls are, it's kind of the opposite. It's, they're not responsive enough when you start.
Oh.
So when you hit forward on the stick to run.
Is it like a wind-up?
Maybe. It's kind of like, for a second, it's like, okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to take a breath. Run. Meanwhile, I'm holding this stick. I'm like, just go already.
Just run.
Turn left. I got to make this left. Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Miss Moss, we make this left. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the best left in the world.
And it's okay. Maybe responsive is the wrong term. It's not so much that, like, he doesn't do. You could tell something's going to happen. It's just, it takes a really long time for that thing to happen. And I guess they were trying to mimic real life, because, I mean, when I'm running in a straight line, I guess I can't really dart to either direction, like, on a dime.
Right.
But this is a video game, and I want them to do that.
Right.
But yeah. I like the Witcher games, you guys know that. This one, the big change of this one is the open world element. Open world is, it's not quite Skyrim open world, where, like, Skyrim was just one huge map for you to run across.
Right.
This is hubs that are connected.
Okay.
So you have to travel to certain hubs, but each hub is huge.
Okay.
And together they probably create Skyrims.
Interesting. Yeah, I just did the Griffin Hunt and I posted it on PS.
Yeah.
I twittered it.
Yeah.
You tweeted it?
Me too.
You twittered
me
it?
Me too.
You tweeted it?
You tweeted it.
Yeah, you guys, you had to take its head.
Oh, really?
Is this like the first hunt?
Yeah. Because you have to prove that you killed it.
Oh.
So you slice its head off. It's got that OCD thing where if you see, like, a cupboard and you need to see what's in it, this game is for you.
If you're on Skyrim and you want to read every book on that shelf, go nuts.
Okay, so here's the thing. This game doesn't have so many books. It has notes and stuff. And you don't really have to read them, but a lot of... Okay, actually, that's a lie. You kind of have to read them. A lot of quests are like, you found a note. And it's not... The note says to do this. It's read the note.
So you don't have to read what's in the note. The quest is just to read the note.
Yeah, the quest worker says, read the note you found. And so you have to read this entire note. And you have to pick up the information that's important. And it'll be like, okay, now go finish your quest. Or one of the things is, like, I was trying to lift a curse from this girl who... Or from this wraith who wouldn't leave a well.
Okay.
And I had to do this whole, like... mystery of why she's there. Apparently, she was
excuse me.
She was murdered there with her lover.
Sad.
But her spirit was linked there to something, and it's a bracelet.
Okay.
And this bracelet is in the well that I had to find, and then I had to find this bracelet. I had to find her body. I had to put it all together, do some ritual, then burn the whole thing to summon the wraith so I could kill it.
Okay.
But I died, and then my quest marker says to defeat a wraith, read the index.
Okay.
As in, I had to press pause, read the bestiary.
That's cool.
You read the bestiary?
And it shows you, like, when they show up, what they're weak against, and I'm like, oh, shit. This game's hardcore.
Yo, man, it's my Eastern Europeans. Those guys are no joke.
I beat it. Yeah, no, I
beat it. So how do you beat it?
Wait, you beat it already?
The game?
Yeah.
No,
the wraith. How do you beat the wraith?
You have to cast a spell. It's like a...
An exorcism spell?
No, you case. Girl has like five main spell attacks. Okay. One of them is, it's like a 10-yard radius circle, and inside is it traps spirits.
Mm. Oh.
Because when you don't have it on, your sword swings through her.
Oh.
And you put it on and it hits.
Oh.
I also have to drink some potions.
To stay alive.
I heard you can make potions on the fly now instead of having to go to a campfire.
Yes, you can make them on the fly. It's so much easier, and they replenish once you meditate.
So what's the story? This guy's hunting stuffs for peoples?
No. So this is probably the toughest part because it's the third game in a trilogy.
Oh, it's part of a...
Yeah.
Is a Witcher like a kind of person?
Yeah.
Yes. So your man, Geralt, is a Witcher. Think of a Witcher as a mercenary who hunts monsters.
Okay.
And other things. All but right. The biggest thing you need to know about a Witcher is they don't do anything for free.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of just like, oh, yeah, I want to.
Bounty do that. Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bounty.
It's like, mister, can you help me? I don't know. Can you pay? No?
But I only have one leg. It's like, you want no legs?
I mean, you can say, you can do the quest still and be like, yeah, don't worry, I won't take the money. You can play that your character like that if you want.
Oh.
Or you can be like, how much you giving me? And you can haggle and be like, I think I'm worth a lot more than that.
But yeah, I give away all my services for free.
But, yeah, so the story is, oh, shit. You're looking for, essentially,
unicorn.
Your daughter.
Oh, okay.
Because your daughter, so there's something special about your daughter.
Okay.
And she's been gone from this realm for a while.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, I don't really know all of it, but you trained her as a kid.
Okay.
To become a new Witcher, but you, in the process of training her, you found something out about her. Because, okay, she's not your biological daughter.
Okay. So, okay, it's fine. You just gotta find your daughter.
You just gotta find your daughter. And the way it works out is you go to different cities, and then other people tell you stories of their interactions with her. But when they tell you the stories of the interactions with her, you play her.
Wow, okay.
The game switches to her, and she's a different type of character. She has different movesets and whatnot.
She a Witcher too?
No, but she has other abilities.
Oh,
just badass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting.
Yes, and you find out that the Wild Hunt, think of them as the, in the Lord of the Rings, people were hunting, what's his face? Frodo, yes.
The Ringwraiths?
Yes, they're like the Black King Knights. That's the Wild Hunt. That's essentially the same thing.
Oh, the Wild Hunt is a group?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it's like,
no.
Witcher 3, the Wild Hunt is in like, you're hunting the wild.
No,
sick.
No. The Wild Hunt is that, like, that group of, I guess, spiritual knights, and they're hunting her.
Oh.
And she's on the run, and you're just trying to follow her tracks.
So are you trying to hunt the hunters?
You're trying to find her to save her.
Oh, okay.
To bring her somewhere. That's essentially what the game is. But.
Cool.
And this is the biggest problem. Because it makes it seem like you're in this rush. But you don't have to do that. And, and I've just been going around being like, ooh, treasure. Ooh.
Off the beaten path.
I need to make some stuff.
So is it level up progression in this game or what?
Yes. Oh, this is the weird part. You can't grind experience by killing people.
So what do you do?
You get most of your experience from quests.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Questing, you know?
You gotta do all the questings.
Like an MMO?
Yeah, and it's been really good.
Like a moment.
I'm really liking it.
Sweet.
You also have this horse that can't die.
Ooh.
Okay.
And you whistle, and he always comes.
Ooh, I do like me non-dying horses.
Although, the pathfinding for this horse,
is in Oblivion, the nightmare horse that you get from the Black Hand.
Oh, he just comes out the ground.
And but you could kill him, and it doesn't actually kill him, but you can store stuff inside the horse.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's like, he gets knocked unconscious, use the horse as like a...
So carcass. For this game, it's like, they don't have that, they're just like, you need more storage, buy saddlebags for your horse.
Ha!
So the pathfinding of this horse just takes forever?
So you call him, and then he'll look at you, and then he'll like turn around, and he'll run in a circle.
He's a wild animal, man. You can't tame a wild animal.
He just won't run to me. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Okay, I'm coming to you. Just chill. Just stay right there. I'll be right there.
Yeah. That's no, funny. Yeah. You can get haircuts.
What?
You don't get his top knot? His sweet top knot?
So get this. Throughout the game, you start out a shave, like clean shaven. It'll just grow.
No.
Like, as the game progresses.
As the game's going on.
Amazing.
Yo, dynamic beard tech. And that's sick.
And then, so I'm always going back to the main city and be like, can you just shave this man? Just
get you don't want gruff drawl?
Because it covers all his scars.
Cool.
He doesn't look as tough. He looks just like an old man.
That's sick.
The hunt. That's what the hunt does.
The wild hunt. We're just gonna say the wild hairstyles.
So the other thing too is you can take on contracts to hunt monsters. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Big monsters.
That's what you like, right, Anthony?
I like it's all like that kind of side stuff.
So I've been doing that, and it's rough because they're all really high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Final Fantasy XII was like. It's like, yo, go kill this super cool monster. All right, no problem. Damn.
Yeah, no. I'm really enjoying it. What I like is the setting is like there's this huge war going on, but you're not part of it.
Okay.
It's just going on in the background.
It's going on around you.
So you're not trying to save the world. You're not trying to do anything, and you don't have to pick a side. You can just do whatever you want. You can go find old friends, Switzerland, have sex with ladies, and then.
Do you collect sex cards? Still?
No. Oh, okay. No. Speaking of cards, though, there is an in-game TCG called...
This is what I want to hear about.
Gwent. And Gwent is the easiest game in the world. That's why I like it. But I suck at it, because apparently I didn't... You know what I gotta do? What? I need to grind money so I can buy cards.
Like, real life.
Yeah. Oh,
God, this sounds awesome!
I heard that if you want... Like, I heard there's, like, a Gwent World Championships within the game.
Yes.
And if your deck isn't good enough to compete in it, the guy who registers you will just be like, ha! No!
Yeah, yeah.
Just
so, like,
your deck back.
Every major city is, like, notice boards where people put up quests and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them just is, do you want to sign up for a tournament?
Oh, okay.
So, what do you get from these Gwent quests? Like, more Gwent cards? Or, like,
yes.
Is there something you get, like, a sweet... item or ability.
I don't know what the end game is. I just know that you want unique cards.
So it's weird, but the only reason I feel like the only reason I want to buy a next gen console, this right here.
Oh wow,
next gen card tech.
I just want to play card games everywhere all the time.
What seems weird to me is, like, I can't imagine Geralt as, like, a TCG player. Like, he's like, yo, I just came back from hunting a griffin and I found this hollow mythic rare.
He's not. I mean, he when you first learn the tutorial, it's like, I kind of don't want to do this.
Is that what he says?
Well, he doesn't say I kind of. He's like, I'm not into that. It's not for me. And then you win, and he's like, well, what do you know?
Do you have to, like, buy packs?
No, you buy cards. You gotta win cards. Yeah, it's tough, man.
I believe it's okay.
It's tough.
Okay.
It's tough, but it's an easy game, basically. So what I like about it is. Your deck is only 22 cards, okay?
Okay.
I'll try and do as simple as I can. Each player has three rows.
Okay.
Top is, and it's like war.
Okay.
Okay. Top is infantrymen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Archers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Siege. So they have, like, the catapults and stuff.
Right.
Okay. And then each card you place on those areas have a number associated with power.
Right.
Person with the highest power total.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wins the round.
Okay.
And each game is played in rounds of three.
Okay.
There's also weather cards. And these can affect, like, rain makes it so that the archers can't do anything.
Okay.
Fog makes it so that the siege can't do anything, and I think a blizzard makes it so that the swordman can't do anything.
Okay.
And, like, so they basically eliminate all those points. And then, of course, you have cards with special abilities.
It sounds like Fire Emblem.
Okay. Here's the kicker. At the beginning, like I said, you only have rounds of three, right?
Yeah.
It's best out of three. You draw 10 cards, and those are the only 10 cards you get to play with for all three rounds.
Whoa.
So these go by quick. So my strategy has usually been just bank on one. Bank on one thing. And so, like, I'll just focus all on archers. And if I know that I'm going to lose, you could just pass.
Hmm.
And then if my points are enough to win, then I can win. Or the opponent can just keep playing till he beats my point count.
Hmm.
But that means that maybe he has less cards at the end of the round.
Yeah.
So then we go into round two, and then
we got nothing.
Yeah, we just play with our leftover cards. And so, yeah, these matches are most maybe like 30 seconds. And it's really quick. It's really easy. I just found out I'm losing a lot because I don't have good cards. I have a lot of, like, one power.
Yo, one mana, one ones. You hearing this, Playvin?
Yeah, man.
Man.
One mana, one ones.
I'm already, like, thinking about deck ideas. Like, oh my god.
So there's four types of decks you can make.
Keep it in your pants, man.
And because they're races, and each race has a special ability. So, like, right now, mine is I get to draw one extra card at the beginning of each round if I'm losing.
Oh. Can you mix races?
No, you cannot.
None of this.
Probably the humans, that one, right?
Yeah, so there's... Well, actually, there's three types of humans for, like, the different countries, and there's a monster. Monster-only deck.
A kaiju race?
A monster.
Yeah. I should also mention this. You also have a designated leader card, and this leader card is a special ability you can activate anytime.
EDH. Yeah.
It's EDH?
Yeah, this is cool. Wow, holy guacamole.
And there's some extensive quests that, like, you go through just to play these damn cards.
Really? Like, you kill monsters and you get these cards?
Oh, like, you gotta do quests, like, really important quests before you have the right to challenge certain people.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then someone like, and you know, you can bet money or you can go for the unique cards that the pro players have. Huh. Because the world has pro players.
Can you just kill the pro players and take their cards? Nope. Like, can you hunt them?
Nope. You can't hit humans.
What?
Yeah.
It's not a true wild hunt.
Do you think there's going to be a definitive edition of this game, probably?
Probably.
Okay, I'll wait for that. And then.
Because there's two expansion packs coming.
Yeah.
I'll read up on Gwent and see how good it is.
Because, like, the original Witcher came out with an enhanced edition afterwards.
Yeah.
The Witcher 2 has, like, a director's cut or, like, a definitive edition type thing.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I saw that at my work.
Okay.
I have it for 360, yeah.
Yeah, I have it for the PC.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So there'll probably be, like, a no-holds-bar version.
But, yeah, Witcher 3 is pretty awesome. It's, I've probably put, like, 20 hours in already.
Wow.
Amazing.
Love it. Game of the year! Woo! Wow. Game of the year.
That's not saying much, but wow.
Give me the year.
GOTY.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Gotties.
I bought it on I bought the digital edition, right? And it was $62.99 on the PlayStation Store.
All right.
Because, I don't know, discount for pre-order.
Okay.
Yo, you don't get taxed.
On the PlayStation Store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Don't tell them that. Seriously, for real. Don't tell them that.
Why?
Because I've been getting non-taxed games for like a bunch of years now.
Yeah, like I always knew it was non-taxed, and then I'm like, is it non-taxed really?
It's not. Like, I don't know why. Like, maybe you're supposed to report the taxes yourself. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was like the worst was when, so Steam used to never have tax because they only had it in USDs. So when they charge your credit card, it was in USDs, right? And, like, Canadians aren't going to give the American people tax,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but now they switch it to Canadian, and, like, they brought out, like, a big thing. It's like, we're now switching over to Canadian dollars. Like, how, man, hallelujah. It's like, no, that's bad. Good. I don't want to get taxed.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's my week. Anthony, what should we like?
I watched some stuff. I watched a fighting game tournament. It's Combo Breakers, the first one, I believe.
Okay.
The only thing I want to mention is that they had a mystery game tournament that I really loved, and it was a pretty fun variation on what they were playing. So, first off, it was an auction tournament. Yeah. They were playing Mortal Kombat X, and they would bring up a bunch of characters, and they would auction off the characters. So it'd be like, next on the docket is Raiden, and then people in the crowd would like raise their hand like an auction, and it'd keep going up by a dollar every time, and then whoever paid the most money for that character gets to play that character in the tournament.
Amazing.
Then after all that's done, the winner of the tournament gets 75% of the whole auction pot, and second place gets
that's cool
25%, I think.
Yeah.
So like some characters went for like $78, while other characters went for like $20. So like it just depends on what you want and what you play.
Right.
And it was pretty cool. The other thing, though, the part that made this a mystery game
mm-hmm.
was in Mortal Kombat X, each character has three variations.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to roll a dice to figure out which variation you were going to use.
What variation? Like movesets?
So, yeah, the variations, what they do is that they change the character in a way where it changes their movesets or it adds new moves or takes away moves.
Okay.
So, like, for example, with Sonya Blade, you can get what? With Sonya Blade, you can get like one variation where she spec ops, and so she can get grenades from a drone, and then she has like access to these grenade moves. Or you can get the drone as like an assist kind of guy that shoots homing missiles in another variation. So each variation is different, and it gives like some variations are just strictly better than other variations, right?
Okay.
I think there's a couple characters where any variation you get is pretty decent. One of them is Quan Chi.
Quan Chi.
But yeah, one guy paid, I think it was like $78 for Raiden and then lost. Lost to, I think it was a $28 Sonya. Yeah, it was just like, it was a really fun thing to watch. Like, it was actually super entertaining.
It was on Twitch?
Yeah, it was on Twitch. I think, like, as of this recording, I believe it's still going. I'm not sure. But yeah. That was super fun. You'll probably find it on the guys Team Spooky is streaming it.
Oh, Team Spooky.
So they might put the tournament up on YouTube later if you guys want to check it out.
Cool.
The other thing is I went to Anime North.
Oh, how was that?
Anime North happened this weekend.
Yep. I believe Fanime is happening on the other coast.
Yeah, Fanime is also happening on the other coast. And so this year was the first year I've ever been where I didn't have a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it was just like meeting up with people. So I didn't go to any panels. I just met up with friends and took pictures of cosplay and stuff.
Like a creep. And
I asked them if I could take a picture. I asked if I could take a picture first and they said yes. So I'm not just like running up to people and be like, haha, I got you.
We weren't there.
I mean, whatever you say, man.
So yeah, there was a lot of good cosplay this year. I was happy to see a bunch of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and not just Part 3. So I saw stuff from all the parts. Except for Part 7. I didn't see any Part 7.
It's pretty far along.
Yeah. I did see some JoJo Lions, though. Some Gappies.
Gappy.
Yeah. And but yeah, it was really fun. I did manage to get a pass from a friend near the end of the day just to check out the dealer's room, and they changed around the settings. So like the dealer's room has more room for you to walk around instead of you just bumping into people all the time.
Shame.
But yeah, like everything's still like crazy jacked up con prices. Yeah. And there's not really any deals. But yeah, it was cool. It was really fun. I took a bunch of cosplay pictures. It was good. Good.
Cool.
The other thing I did was I finished Bloodborne.
Good for you.
They finally did a thing in a Souls game, which I never thought they were going to do, which is make the final boss challenging.
Good.
Because like for me, in Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, and Dark Souls 2, the final boss is always like a cakewalk compared to everything
else. Yeah, well, you practice for the last one.
Yeah,
I can beat that guy like really consistently.
But like the last guy and the last boss in Bloodborne, I guess depending on what ending you do, because there's three endings. It's pretty tough, man. He's pretty tough. He's like another hunter like you, but he's got like some badass weapons and he's doing some cool shit.
Cool.
Yeah. And the ending is pretty like, I guess I don't wanna spoil it.
Nondescript, does it say anything?
Yeah, nondescript. You really gotta look into it. There's a couple.
He just like walks into a bar, sits down, somebody sits down in front of him to share a beer, game over. Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil because I got what people consider the true ending. Yeah. So there's three different endings, and I guess it's depending on what you want. But there's a trophy for each ending, and like the one thing about this game is that the platinum seems like actually obtainable in comparison to like Dark Souls and Demon Souls.
But those you have to like, you get a special trophy for every equipment you fully upgrade.
Yeah, like Demon Souls was crazy because like some items required you to be in like full, what was it, the different times where it could be dark tendency and light tendencies. Yes. Right? And it's like I can't control that. That's just people controlling that. And like the trophies were tied to that. That was insane. But the Bloodborne one actually seems like doable. The only thing you would have to do is do two extra new game, like do new game plus three to get all the endings and and a bunch of Chalice Dungeon stuff. But yeah, it was really fun. The enemies near the end of that game get very
challenging.
No, like they get really gross.
Okay.
So what? Who's the guy that does Cthulhu? What's that whole Lovecraftian?
Yeah.
They get very Lovecraftian, and like just like people with eyes where they shouldn't be, and like, a lot of vertical mouths.
A lot of vaginas with teeth.
Yeah, a lot of vaginas with teeth.
Toothy vaginas.
But yeah, I like that game a lot. And it, for me, it's a welcome change to the normal style of Souls games, just because it forces you to play without a sword and shield. Like, yeah. And it forced me to take up a different type of playstyle, and it makes me interested of like, would I enjoy Dark Souls or Demon Souls if I didn't play with a sword and board all day?
I've been playing with a sword and board thing. I played with a rapier and a buckler.
Oh, I only played with like just a great sword.
You don't get it, dude.
It's a sword and board.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would only played it ever with like a super great sword and like the heaviest of heavy shields.
Yeah.
So I was just like a walking tank, and I feared nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's challenging the whole way through. It's very, they do some cool tricks with that stuff. And then the last thing I've been doing, I've been casualing it up. I've been playing Pokemon Shuffle for the 3DS. Free Pokemon game, complete with energy and microtransactions.
So what is this?
Yo, have you ever played Candy Crush?
Nope.
So it's a match 3 game where you face a Pokemon with your party of Pokemon. And there's like a stipulation for you to beat the Pokemon you're facing, like beat it in a certain number of moves, beat it with only three out of four of your party, or beat it without doing X and Y, right? And then that's it. It's a match three game. And then at the end of the level, depending on how well you do and how many moves you have left over, like how efficiently you beat it, you get a bonus percentage to catch the Pokemon you fought and get it. But like, some of them are just very like, this Pokemon is meant to be caught by you buying things from the store, like buying boosts from the store to make it easier to catch for you.
Boosts.
So you can like, if you fail at a Pokemon, you can, I think, pay money or pay coins to upgrade your Pokeball to a Great Ball.
Oh.
And it boosts your catching rate. So there are some Pokemon where it's like, after you beat the level, just off the bat, you get 80% catch rate, and then whatever bonus you get, right? So you're going to catch that Pokemon. But there are other ones, like the baby form of Lucario, where his starting percentage is 5%. And even though you beat it super efficiently, the max you could probably get it to is like 30%.
Oh, right? I see.
Yeah. So they really kind of, they're trying to get into that microtransaction type of game.
Just buy it.
They give you some jewels at the beginning, like as like give you a little taste of what it feels like to be premium, yes. You know?
And does it help?
It helps so much. So like you have energy every time you face a Pokemon. You have a maximum of 5 hearts. And your hearts get replenished every 30 minutes. So you get 1 heart back every 30 minutes. But the thing is, you can only replenish up to 5. Whoa. But if you buy, yeah, so you're enthralled, right? But if you buy hearts, you can just break that limit.
Oh,
so
just, I hope so.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. You just get like, you get like 90 hearts, and you just kind of don't give an F. Or you can get a bunch of coins for different power ups, kind of like the Jewel Blitz and stuff like that. But it's just a match three game.
Yeah. How much have you sunk into it?
Nothing. $0.
Okay. As you say. So I have here Anthony's credit card statement.
I'd like to recite to the court the fees that have been charged. Shuffle.
Five coin booster pack with bonus 20 coins.
I'll admit it. I've done that. I've paid.
Hey, man. Hella. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've paid $1 for like Brave Frontier to get some gems.
Wow.
But I've never spent more than $5.
Okay.
Whoever's in the Brave Frontier is like, oh my god, we got one.
We got one. No, man, they want the whales. They want the people who are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And there's people like that?
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Oh. This is their only video game. But yeah, that's my week.
When you uninstall, you're like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what have I done?
Wait, what's your week like?
So my week has also been hella expensive as Anthony's.
Ooh.
So the set that I'm going to be drafting in when I go to Grand Prix Vegas has been released this Friday, Modern Masters. So I don't know if you guys knew, but I didn't want to make it clear, but the set that I'm drafting now, everything's a reprint.
Yes. Just yeah. All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Cool. So there's been really, I just wanted to tell you guys that there's been some problems with this print run. Uh-oh. A lot of the foils are scratched from top to bottom. Why? They just have a line through it. We don't know why.
Oh, just some printing issue.
Yeah, on the top of some of the cards, especially red and green cards, there's like a little highlighter line. It looks like somebody just highlighted it with a highlighter. Some packs are actually missing rares. Ooh. Like a whole row of the box. Like let's say there's 3 rows. The rows are they're missing. And now since they're also packaged in cardboard, because it's recycling, people have been heating up the glue that holds the paper, opening it, taking out good cards, putting in shit ones.
Yeah.
Repackaging the box of the shrink wrap machine.
Wow. That's messed up.
Yeah. So, my friend comes over. We open up. We're going to practice, obviously, for the event.
Yeah.
We open up his box. And my friend goes, hey, I opened up your first pack. You owe me $50, okay? Sorry. Let's say I'm a friend A.
Yeah.
And you're friend B. All
right.
You're the owner of the box,
friend B. I am the owner of the box.
Friend A is like, hey, I opened up one of your packs. We're doing this to practice, right? Okay. We open up packs to, like, you know, play decks. Right, friend A is like, hey, listen, you owe me $50. Friend B is like, no.
Why do I?
He's like, no, I'm going to eat this actual pack, so you owe me this pack. He's like, he's going to bite it, right? He's like, show me what it is. He flips it over. It's a card called Tarmogoyf, but a foil of it, a shiny one. Oh, it's worth over $450, something like that.
Wow.
And I open up a pack and I go, oh man, dude, that foil one will go sweet with this regular one that I got in this pack too. which is $170 on its own.
Oh my god.
This card is a 4 of in every deck that runs green, okay?
That's crazy.
It's $170 regular. The foil is $450. He opened up over double the value.
In those two cards alone.
And then the next pack we open, another staple, which is worth $80. Jeez. Another one, $40. Another one, $20.
So you could just get money in these packs.
Yeah, and sometimes you can just get absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Like dollar rares.
Wow.
Like, this guy opened up the dream, Goyf Foil Goyf, which is like impossible almost.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was quite ecstatic that night.
I heard there's like a rumored pack going around that like it's all mythics.
Yeah, that happened. It was all the box was every card in the every rare in the pack is a mythic. And I don't know if you guys know, but every pack in this one is guaranteed to have one foil.
Oh. Okay.
Either be a rare or a thing. So you could get two, like today I opened up two rares that were the same and one was foil.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what to take. So but I've been, it's very expensive. Each pack is around $15.
Oh,
so to draft it is $45.
Oh.
To sign up for a sealed event is $60. Oh. Or $60 cost me $90 Canadian to play in one event.
Wow.
So in Vegas, I'm running two of those events and the main event, which is $125.
So you're spending $300 on Magic?
And guess what I did with my packs today after I drafted? Gave them all away to somebody.
Not to me. Why not to me?
Because there's nothing in them. But like, yeah, you could just open a stone nothing, right? Uh-huh. So, yeah, this set's really, really cool. A lot of people don't like it because there's no value in it. But I'm one of those people who likes to play more than I like to collect the cards. The strategies are very linear. And I feel like you just really have to stick with the strategies that are predetermined by the... So basically they made, like, for example, blue-red elementals. All the cards, like, this card is only good. It's like, it literally says... Taps only to help you cast elemental spells. And it's like, well, the only other cards that are elementals are actually only in this one color.
Okay.
So, like, you're set. Like, today I was playing white-black spirits, and the only spirits are in white and black. So, like, that's what you have to do. Like, so everything is very linear and very defined. So it's a hard line to go between, like, whether you just want to take the good card or you want to take a synergistic card in your deck.
Mm.
But sometimes you get cards that don't work in anybody else's deck. And when it comes all the way around the table, you're like, oh, here it is. I mean, nobody wants it because nobody else is doing it, right? So it's right. Just me. So, yeah. So that's very expensive. I found last year's ones fun. And I find this year's ones fun, too. But some people don't like it. Some people do. So, yeah. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to playing it for 5 days straight. Very expensive.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, man. The big thing is that the playmats that I'm going to get are already, like, spoken for because they're, like, very... I'll be getting one playmat each for the events that I'm in and then one of the main event mats. But the mat is very sought after because it has really sweet art. It's three fairies taking a selfie.
Oh.
Because it was one of the staple cards in the decks. It's called Vendilion Click. It's a band of fairies.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made new art for the set. And it looks like they're taking a selfie stick because they have, like, a wand pointing out into the thing. So it looks like they're all just, like, taking a pic. And, like, everybody just wants that mat. So, like...
It's pretty good. I like that just, like, from the sound of it.
Yeah, so the tournament I'm going to, actually, I don't know if I told you guys, it's capped at, I think, 8,000. I think they hit 7,000 this week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm worried that I'll be, like, you know, in a winning record, I'll be at table, like, 25.
Yeah.
And then I lose, and they go, okay, your next table is at table 854. I'm like, oh, my God.
I gotta get there.
I gotta run.
Just take the escalator.
Oh, God. I don't know how big these convention centers are. So they're splitting this up into two Grand Prix at the same time. So I don't know what they're going to be covering. Like, how they're going to do this in double Twitch streams. Like, you know. But there's two here. One in Utrecht. And then one, it's in Europe. And then the other one in Chiba, Japan.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So, yeah. It's all going to be in the same weekend. So, yeah. If I make top 8, I'll let you guys know.
And you leave this Wednesday?
I leave this Wednesday.
For 5 days.
So what's good is that if I get an overall record of only 2 losses the whole day, or the whole 2 days, so that's 9, and the next one is 3, 6, 9. So out of 18, I need to go, if I want to win the whole thing, I have to 16-2.
Do it.
I have to win to actually the whole tournament.
Get there.
To get back on the Pro Tour, I need... 39 points, I think. So that's 3 points a win. So what's that, TJ? Like 13 wins or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I need 13 wins. And then that will get me back on the Pro Tour.
Nice.
I already have 2 free wins. So I need 11 more wins, and that can be back on the Pro Tour. Yeah.
Exciting.
Very exciting. And when I go there, I'm going to shout all you guys out.
Oh, yeah?
Be like, Vince, we did it, bro! I just want them to put me on the camera, you know?
You got to pick the podcast.
It's like Blaven here. What's the secret to your deck? Hey, subscribe and like.
3 years in a basement.
3 years in a basement, bro.
5 stars on iTunes.
Okay, back to the feature table. I mean, Bash.
What if you're at the feature table?
Oh my god, I want to lose so badly. I want to just misplay and then
We should have prepared for this. What? We should have made a 3 years in a basement mat for him to play on.
No, we should have made 3 years in a basement sleeves.
Oh! Dang.
That would have been so funny though, right? Like me in there, it's like all I want to do is misplay so hard that the chat goes crazy. Be like, I can't believe you did that. No. Oh, it's funny.
And you misplay and you look at the camera and you wink.
That's happened before.
What, so someone misplays on purpose?
No. So the camera's on top of them because it's top down, right? So the guy played tokens. He put down Pokemon tokens, went underneath the camera, looked up and winked at the camera. And everybody's like, oh! Like, it's just funny because then you're not allowed to use other tokens in the thing. So he put up Pokemon tokens before they could, like, put the tokens for him. So he was just, like, trolling everyone. One guy, like, took his player card and signed it and put it over towards that person in front of him. He's like, here's my card. But that's because they were buddies. And they're just like, oh, the BMs! And then another guy, they're looking at him and they're, like, watching him draft or whatever. He, like, looks at his pack. He slowly looks up at the camera pointing at him. Then he winks. And then he looks back down at his things. Yeah, people do that kind of stuff all the time. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, I hope to get there. It'll be fun.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
That's the end of...
That's the end of us. Yeah. So...
For 2 weeks?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Are we going to do on-the-road shows?
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh my god!
Well, if we can find time.
Okay.
So, Blaven's going to Vegas. Me and Anthony are going to Japan.
With TJ, a producer.
Our executive producer.
So basically what we're doing and what they're going to be doing in Japan is to research for the show. So you can bring it back and we'll have a segment called Anthony Kun's Life in the Nihon
In the Nihon Desu.
Yes. It'll be a documentary.
How I lost all my money to pachinko machines.
Yeah, we'll try and do something.
You're going to pack that microphone?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, that thing's heavy.
No. I'm just going to bring my MacBook.
Okay. Yeah, I might Skype with you guys and get
so I think might do like a Google Hangout and I'll just rip the audio from that.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
All right. For you people who don't want to watch and see faces.
Yeah. Man, sweet. This is gonna be so much fun.
This will be good.
Yeah.
But because this is on the road, quality. Expect our already stellar quality to drop.
I don't know, our quality's
quite
okay.
Further.
I want you guys to record while on Mount Fuji. I'm from the summit. We can't go. Blaven, we're in the summit with you.
We can't go to Mount Fuji.
And I'll just be like there in the screen.
I also climbed it by proxy.
Yeah.
Oh, the breeze. It's just my electric fan breezing at me.
So we'll see you guys hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll live from the Nihon.
Yeah.
And live from Vegas.
Live from Vegas? No, I'll be too busy winning and partying.
That's true.
Like, yo, girl, check out my sweet pulse.
Yo, you gotta get someone to... We gotta have, like, Day in the Life TNAB films again.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
It's gotta be you at a gun range.
Oh yeah, me, like, shooting myself in the foot.
This phone is gonna be filled with videos.
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm gonna cut that shit together.
Okay.
This is scared. This is Anthony's first time abroad.
It is.
So this is gonna be hilarious.
I'm gonna be lost.
This is Anthony's first time traveling without his parental guidance.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you guys are the parents. Mama Tej and Papa Vince.
Mama Tej and Papa Vince.
Little baby Anthony. And Uncle Blaine is just gonna be like, oh man.
I was adopted.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Plan is just to leave you there. So.
No! I mean, yes! I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Yep.
So... If you don't hear from us again, then you know something went wrong. Okay, here we go. It's Monday, May the 24th, and... Sorry, no, that's not right.
Oh, no, keep this.
Oh,
keep going.
My God.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's Monday, May the 25th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm apparently Blavin.
It's also the 24th.
Oh, God.
I thought he mistakenly thought it was the wrong date.
You know what? It was funny when we started.
Now you ruined it. What are you talking about?
Now you ruined it.
Are you putting this out on Monday?
I always do the Monday date.
Oh my God. Okay, well, who are you?
Anthony. Obviously. Do we want to keep that or do we want to redo it? Are you debating?
Yeah.
You look like how I looked Nashville when Slayer. You said Maze Runner. And I was like, Maze Runner.
Did
was
you watch
good.
It?
I was like, no, I didn't. That's how I look. Let's just restart. Let's just do it.